One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Bucks for here.
There you go.
Toward it, because I'm gonna go get like
one time is $23.
Yeah. So.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, we're back. It's been a while.
It's been too long.
I finally was telling Brian that I got really angry today in trying to test out all of these cords to see which ones work, and I threw out all of the ones that didn't. So we're left with two, and we have this thing.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, it works.
It works, it works.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, how are you, boyfriend? It's been a goddamn...
It's been a minute.
Yes.
It's been a minute.
It's been a coon's age.
Hey, now, listen, Tim Allen.
It's been so long that you can actually say that again.
It's referencing raccoons and people thinking that they were immortal. Thank you very much.
Is it really what it was?
Yeah.
That's funny.
A couple of weeks ago, I was in Austin, and I was talking about people and with my friend, who's quite liberal. And I said, people are a bunch of rubes. And she's like, is that appropriate? We had to look it up. Because it's not like, kind of sounds vaguely like a Jew, a slur against the Jew.
No, it doesn't.
No, not to me.
You know what I mean? Well, are you thinking because it sounds like Reuben and Jews love delis? Is that why?
Maybe I'm showing my anti-Semitism, but yes. That's exactly what I thought. But it is not. It turns out it's not. It's about country bumpkins.
Because it's like
Rube Baker from Major League 2.
Rubes were, it's carnies and rubes. So it's the carnies doing the tricks to get the money from the rubes.
Oh, yeah.
What's his face? Ron Bennington from the show Bennington. He ran around as a carny for a while. So he's got that gift of gab. Where you can get people's money from him, because he's more carny than Rube.
Yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes about Jews, but being dumb people to take money from is not one of them.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a fair point.
Yeah. Speaking of money, I have a couple of ATM receipts on my seat in my car, and I'm gonna go out with a girl later. There's a nice little comma there. And it's, it's a checking account.
Sure,
it's not a savings account.
Yeah,
but,
No.
Should I leave them out and flex that way?
So you should absolutely.
Tape them to the dashboard.
Of course. I mean, fucking flaunt it, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a ton of money, but it's enough to be like, there's healthy amount of money in the checking account.
Sure. A Goldschlager for the lady.
I'm going to order a Goldschlager for her.
You have to. You really have to.
Goldschlager for the lady. And I'll have a Truly.
Let's see the girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We've missed a couple of weeks here. And Brian...
It was a couple
of
months, pretty much.
Yeah, at least a calendar month.
Are there still other ones that haven't been released?
Yes, I could have kept up with this, but I'm a busy man, fellas. I work late. We were going to talk about.
I matched with her on Tinder a while ago.
That's the world we live in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, you got a lot of crossover in our online dating.
I know, we really do. Yeah. Well, I think she did actually.
Did she?
Yeah.
I'm surprised she remembers me.
Yeah, I think
we didn't talk much.
To be fair.
I think it's because she listens to the show, and so she...
Okay.
Just remembered that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Tell her I said hello.
To be fair, you two look like a pair that goes hogging every now and again.
We could be cousins.
Hogging?
Yeah.
No, we get hot chicks.
Yeah, right? The two of us hated being fat so much that we're not really into the luxury.
No, hey, listen.
It all comes out of stuff. There's nothing wrong with you larger ladies. It's all self-hatred. I assure you.
Oh, okay. So, I did this show last night, and I was at the comedy club. It says Pearl City behind you, and I was like, oh, I'm so honored to be here in the city where they invented pearl necklaces. And everybody's laughing, and then one lady's like, no, and I'm like, do you not know what a pearl necklace is? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, it's where you, and I told her what it was, like, coming on a you know, your neck, and after you pull out, whatever. And she's like, oh, that's gross. And then I was like, do you not know any of the other ones either? And she's like, and so like I start rattling off some like the like stereotypical ones, and I'm like, I made one up too, and it's called an alien. And that's where you fist the girl, and she's got to be skinny, and then you push up against her abdomen, and it looks like it's trying to break through, and it's like you can see your knuckles. And I stopped myself, but I almost ruined, because it was a really tough show. The feature struggled, and to keep these people engaged, I had to be so goddamn on it, yeah, with like mixing it with like crowd work and then going back into bits, back and forth. And I was walking the line where I almost said it wouldn't work on you because she's a bigger
I would think that the alien would be getting your ass probed after getting into a wreck in New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Well, I think more in terms of cinema.
Let's call it Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I went to the comedy museum while I was there, and Brian's been there a couple
times. I've been there twice.
We got to make a Fantasy Boys trip out there.
I'd love to.
It's amazing.
It's so great.
Where is it? Jamestown, New York?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's when I think comedy.
Well, that's where Lucille Ball's from.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and here's something you don't do. On the early show, it was like a pretty packed house, and I started by going to, I was talking about going to the museum, so I'm like, sure. I'm like, it's great to go to this museum that's all about comedians, and you're a comedian. You're like, oh, I'm not in here at all. they don't give a fuck about me. You tell them, and they're like, yeah, still full price.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, are you here? seems like you're not really doing it the way that these guys are.
Some old guy was sitting on one of the benches there, and he goes, oh, the owner's name is Craig, right?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, you're Craig's boys. And I had no idea what that meant. I was like, my dad's name is John. And me and Paramore are not brothers. like, Craig, 2.5 laps. And we're like, oh, shit, we're getting recognized. And it's just some, like, creepy old guy that hangs around all the time.
Yeah, and I think, was it the older guy with the beard?
Yep.
He got fired.
Really?
He got fired because he fucked something up on the Thursday show, and Craig was pissed at him, and he's just like, yeah, don't pay attention to that fucking moron. He's not, and he was not there the next night. I also went to the Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz Museum, and that was a really cool museum. And you know, I was texting you guys saying like they were revolutionary in that like she wouldn't do the show if he would be on the show with her, and they're like, oh, we don't want to put a Cuban on TV. He's a Latino. We're not doing that.
And sure.
Like,
can't be with a white lady.
Yeah, he can't be with a white lady. And they were really against that, and then she's just like, well, I'm not doing the show. And she had that kind of power. They're like, all right, fine. We'll do it. And so then she became like the first woman to own her own studio, their production company, and then she also, like a lot of the ways the like sitcoms are shot are techniques that they developed.
Yeah, the multi-camera.
And they also had, like this big piece of machinery that they'd use to watch the dailies on, because back then, you're going through so much fucking film.
Sure.
And you did, so they made, like, this three-screen little setup that they called the Beast or the Monster or something. Three-headed Monster is what they called it. And just it was just pretty cool to see all that shit. But anyway, the point is, I went through that museum, felt a certain way about Lucy, and talked about how I bet she's a good lay. And they're like, you don't talk about Lucy that way. Not here. We love her. And then Craig pulled me aside. He's like, yeah, don't talk about that. But she was a whore. He's a pretty cool dude. I liked him.
I mean, yeah.
Fucking Desi cheated on her first a bunch, though.
Like, yeah, they're both.
She's the one that got him into things, and then he treated her like shit.
Yeah. I did not know that you were so well-versed on Lucille Ball.
It was my sister had an obsession with it, and so we watched it a lot, and I loved the show.
Yeah.
So I learned quite a bit about it, yeah.
I've never watched any of the later shows. I've only watched I Love Lucy.
I pretty much watched I Love Lucy predominantly, but I have seen the other ones.
Some of the other
ones.
Well, there's two
color.
Other ones.
Yeah. There's one. They're both in color.
It's called The Lucy Show, and then there's Here's Lucy. And The Lucy Show, I think, was a little more popular than Here's Lucy.
I don't think I've seen Here's Lucy.
I haven't. I remember
used to have them on Nick at Night.
Yes. Yeah. I watched so much Nick at Night growing up.
I love Nick at Night.
The Munsters, fucking Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore, Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, all that shit.
Green Acres is a good one.
There's a dog grooming business on Madison called Prettycoat Junction.
I saw that. I actually watched, like, I Love Lucy, and, like, that was on regular reruns when I was a kid. Like, it was still on, like, in the afternoon, like, the early afternoon, or, like, when I get home from school, it'd be on around, like, 3 o'clock, and so I'd watch it back in those days, and then, like, during the summer, I'd watch it a lot. So that's mostly how I, like, got familiar with that show. What a funny fucking show. The writing still, like, holds up pretty well.
Yeah, and then they put all that shit on TV Land, and that was cool. And now TV Land is just 2.5 men
constantly,
and everybody loves Raymond.
Again, it still blows my mind that nary 3 years ago, Charlie Sheen was fucking giving people AIDS knowingly, and like he's still allowed in fucking, you know, public discourse. They didn't cancel Charlie Sheen. How the fuck did they not cancel Charlie Sheen? And remember when all that Me Too stuff started first coming out? It came out that he raped Corey Haim, and that's why Corey Haim, like, was a drug addict, allegedly.
Wait, what?
And that never got, like, a ton of confirmation, but that was, yeah, that was a story.
It was published.
Corey Feldman said that?
Corey Feldman came out to confirm it, but, like, it was an independent published thing, and, like, he never sued whoever it was.
Insanity.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I mean, he's pretty canceled, though. Like, it's not like...
He's not in jail, though.
He's not in jail, but I don't think they can put him in jail for that one.
He's getting fucking revenue. Yeah. They're showing 2.5 men reruns on fucking...
All right, good point.
Six different
jails. Good point, Mr. DiPerna. Yeah. Point to DiPerna.
Back to the Comedy Museum, though. Yeah. It is as just cool interactive-wise as any museum I've ever been to by far. It's so much better than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I went to the Baseball Hall of Fame last year. Like, it's so much better than those. It's like when that the prop thing.
The prop thing's amazing.
It's so cool. It's like,
so they have all these different props from like different shows. And yeah, they have these huge like
video screen tables. They're like pool table sized.
Mm-hmm. So you go and you take one of these props, and you put it on the table, and it activates and gives you choices. Like, this is, you know, like the one that I kept doing.
Minor technical difficulty.
So Jeff Davis deleted all that shit that he posted, but he had... I wish I would have screenshotted the whole thing. Someone had to.
I believe Bob did. Oh, hey-oh.
Poop and pee.
Duty butts.
Duty butts. Poop and pee.
Ooh.
Duty butts. Duty butts.
Duty butts.
All right.
I only got a low one. Yeah, it's better.
Is mine good? Is mine little?
Good. Yeah, you're good. Okay.
You're good. You really enunciate. You're a shouter.
Yeah.
A loud talker.
Mm-hmm. At my show this past weekend, the mic did not work.
I saw that. That looked very annoying.
Honestly, it ended up not being that bad.
Yeah?
It ended up not being that bad. It was a casino show in Charleston, West Virginia. The show times were 9 and 11.
That's what?
Yeah.
Awful.
9 and 11, and it was free. No tickets, no nothing. So just walk in, take a seat. And it should have been terrible. Everything about it should have been terrible. Like, the first show was maybe 60 people, and nobody sat in the first two rows at all. They were very far back. Like, you really had to sit back and wait for the laughs.
Yeah.
It felt like you were bombing after each joke, and then you'd be like, wait a second. They actually did like that. Okay.
There it comes. Yeah.
You know, first show happens, it goes pretty well. We're feeling okay. We're thinking it could be a bunch of drunk people in the second show. A couple new tables show up, but not all that many. And then, like, several tables were still, like, they went to the first show, came to the second one.
Oh, really?
So, Charlie Wiener, who was headlining, and Josh, we all did, like, different sets for each show. And
that's impressive.
Especially impressive for Charlie Wiener.
Yeah, for Charlie. Well, Charlie's been doing it for 600 years, so he's...
I know, but a lot of the road guys like Charlie, especially ones that get up to be his age, find their act.
And they leave.
And they're done.
Yeah.
Like, it's 45 minutes that they've tightened up and done everywhere to make a living off of, and it's whatever. Charlie did fucking... And it wasn't even, like, a bunch of crowd work. Like, it was material.
No, Charlie's got tons of
material. He's a killer.
He is a killer. I've worked with Charlie dozens of times, and he is incredible. Like, he's really good, and...
it's kind of a bummer that he's not more well known. I've seen him.
Yeah.
The first time I ever saw him was at Connections Comedy Club in Toledo. And I had I went there for the open mic, and he was closing the open mic, and there was probably 15 people in the audience that night, and he ripped that place to shreds. He killed so fucking hard, and that's like, to me, is the sign of a great comic, when you have that small audience and you don't, not only do you not phone it in, you go at it like it's any other, like it's the best show ever, and you get the response like that.
That's what we did on the second show. Yeah. All three of us did great. Josh had a rough start, and like a table just walked like immediately when they realized there was no microphone. They're like, fuck this. Mm. And then he ended up settling in and doing well. My set went real well, and I even kind of worked on some new stuff and riffed a little bit in the middle. That went great. And overall, I just had a great time.
I always got Charlie Wiener confused with Chili Chalice, but I believe Chili Chalice is dead now.
Yes,
so.
Chili Chalice passed away.
Yeah. I kept hearing the name Chili Chalice, but never met Chili Chalice.
And Chili could kill.
That's a pretty sweet name.
Yeah.
I always, thinking Charlie Wiener being a road dog with a name Charlie Wiener was like, he's going to be one of these road dog hacky kind of guys. Yeah. But no, he's not at all.
He's fucking good. That's nice. He's very funny.
Real nice guy, too. Loved hanging out with him.
Did they release the Robert Kraft sex video yet?
They have not. I saw...
There's a video?
There's a video...
of him getting jacked off? I get to watch Robert Kraft get jacked off?
It's out there.
Exciting.
It's graphic, apparently.
Yes. Well, I'm sure jerking off a 78-year-old man has to be pretty graphic.
Yeah. A lot of folds.
Mm-hmm. He got jerked off, on the day of the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He flew there,
watched the game, and then flew back to Florida.
That must be a good-ass hand job.
Yeah.
I heard that Romo, was like, they showed him in the booth, and he talked about him looking real relaxed. Yeah. Saw somebody post, like,
Romo's
damn, Romo's always on it.
Yeah. Romo is the best.
Brian, you performed at a nudist colony.
I did perform at a nudist colony. It's been a fun couple weeks. I've really actually loved it. I did the same shows in Jamestown that Billy was doing. And then we drove to Union City, Michigan. At first, I went to Ponderosa in Coldwater, Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. Everybody that has positive memories about Ponderosa, like when I posted about it, that people were like, oh, my God, where'd you find one? I miss it. You're fucking wrong.
Really?
Yes. Ew. It is so gross. It looks like the buffet from Vegas Vacation. Where it's like, is the blue or the yellow the chicken? And it's just goop.
Yeah,
like none of those colors look natural at all.
What about the soft serve ice cream? That's what I always.
I'm diabetic, son. Oh, I can't be fucking around with that.
To a Ponderosa was somewhere in like Pennsylvania, and I was doing some gigs with Anthony Savat went with me, and we were trying to find a place where we could watch Chris Klein when he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, maybe this Ponderosa will have a TV, and it didn't. So, but he wanted to eat there, and I'm like, okay, we'll eat there, and it is, I'm with Brian, it's garbage, but that was like our spot, like our family would go there, and it was such a treat.
Oh, sure.
We never did that. Ground round. We like ground round.
Oh, the ground round, uh-huh. Man. I remember that. What about Chi-Chi's? You guys remember Chi-Chi's?
Yeah, we did some Chi-Chi's.
We never went, but there was one in we used to remember Westgate Mall?
Yeah.
Like before they made it like a village type of mall?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was a Chi-Chi's that closed down not long after we moved here, and then it just sat vacant. With like, it's just like a pueblo hanging off of this industrial looking mall with a sign chiseled off of it.
Did Murray State win?
Oh, I don't
know. They haven't played today.
Okay.
That guy, that Morant?
Ja Morant.
Yeah. I want the fucking Cavs to draft him, man.
He's great. It is a little bit of a turnoff to watch the games and just nonstop aggressively blowing him from the announcers.
Oh, yeah,
he's literally all they talk about the entire game.
I mean, he plays at Murray fucking State, man.
Yeah, but he dropped 17 points. I get that he had the triple-double and the assist and everything, but...
Some of those assists were pretty nasty.
Yeah, he played good. Great. I'm not saying he's not good, but like, lay off a little bit. Let's talk about the rest of the game for a minute.
Going back to restaurants, what was the Don Poblano. What was that one? That's the one my family would go to for Mexican restaurants.
Don Tequila's?
Not Don Tequila's. That's close, though.
Poblano's?
Don Julio's?
Not Don... God, what the fuck was it? Not Don Julio's. That's, I don't think that's a thing. Don...
Hey, Don Julio. Oh,
that's that? Tequila.
No, is, I'm yeah. Don Julio. Don Julio, a.k.a. Don Tequila.
We did a lot of Taco Bell in my family. That was something that I've started young with me. My family didn't go out to eat much.
They
didn't
want to
spend
dude,
the money. Plus, they kept telling us that we were poorly behaved. They couldn't take us into public.
I remember when Fridays was a treat back when I was a kid. TGI
we like,
Fridays.
Never went there. We go to Applebee's here
Don
and there.
Don Pablo's.
Don Pablo's. I was close.
You never went.
Close. Yeah. Yeah, that was the one that we'd always go to because it was close by. And like, then I remember the first time, like, because that one was like Chi-Chi's. It's just like a chain Mexican restaurant. And then I remember finally going to like a like Mexican restaurant where it's just like all Mexicans working there,
yeah,
legally, shit like that. I'm like, oh, this is so much better than that shit. And my parents wouldn't take us to those ones because they're always like, oh, they're going to be dirty. They're going to be dirty. I'm like, no, it's better. It's good.
Got to have a little funk on your food.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, the colors that I saw in like the buckets on the buffet at Ponderosa.
We're like, hungry for some buckets.
How is spaghetti this red? Like, nothing looks candy apple red like a fucking Corvette in nature. No tomatoes look this way. It's just disgusting. And I got, like, it's not even cheap. Like, the buffet, I went in there. I don't remember Ponderosa from being a kid. And I had always heard people rave about it. So I was like, I'm doing Ponderosa right.
Sure.
So I go in and I drop money on the buffet, which cost me like $17.
Sure.
I go and I look at everything. I was like, I can't eat any of this. So I go back and I'm like trying to exchange, and they're like, we can't really. You can get like another steak to go with it. You could probably have that, and it would be an extra $8. I'm like, I'm gonna spend $25 at Ponderosa, and I did it, and it was disgusting.
Wow.
And I was
I'm
not
disappointed.
Happy. But looking around, like I'm seeing all these, you know. Mutants.
Yeah, of course.
Sitting any buffet you go to that's not at least $40, you're going to see
some
fucking mutants from Table 9.
Fucking Golden Corral, man. It's a feed truck.
Oh, yeah, man. It is so weird.
They got to put like a fucking saddlebag on you to fucking go eat there.
And they like Ponderosa, they do like a special birthday song, and like eight people had birthdays.
Oh man.
So much camo. There's like just shit sitting all over the ground, like if somebody had been like violently putting stuff on their plate from the salad bar. And so we went there, and then we drove to a bar, and we went to a place called Mob Buckets. We went to Mob Buckets for a drink, and there were some nice people there, but like apparently it used to be called the Blood Bucket. And that's why all the walls were so red. They said this place used to be like a punch palace, but we fixed it. And then we went to the nudist resort, and we got there. We're met by two older ladies who ran the place. They're like, we're the only people here who aren't nudists. And don't call them a nudist colony. They are a nudist resort.
Well, yeah, I mean, it kind of like conjures up ants. Like,
I'll get there. I'll get there. Wow, look at you. So
that's funny.
That is funny. But like the one lady there behind the desk, her name was Pat. She was 83 years old. She had way too much makeup on, and
you didn't know if she's a man or a woman.
No, I certainly knew she was a woman. But like me and Mike were talking to her, and we both came up to the same conclusion afterwards that like we don't remember the last time somebody looked at us like they wanted to fuck us that bad. I honestly don't remember the last time I got like this person is gorgeous, fuck me eyes from somebody like this 83-year-old named Pat gave us. She wanted some dick from both of us.
I mean,
she was like, look at those beards. I love your beard. She's like touching it and going, I was born at the wrong time.
Good lord.
Oh no,
she could have taken her teeth out, man.
So they take us down, like the one guy like has us follow, and we go to this place. It looks like a VFW. It's like clearly nothing's been done since the 70s. There's like a smell in there.
Sure. Mm.
And you walk in and there's tits and dicks all over the place.
They're probably all perfect, right?
All, just... You know what? There were some older ladies with like older lady faces and some great racks.
Yeah?
Some great racks. Like, you know, they sagged down a little bit, but like it kept their roundness and fullness sure. still kind of perky. It's like
some Susan Sarandon.
This
titties.
Is
nice.
That's good.
Yeah. It was exciting. There was one lady in the middle of my set. She was like sitting there. She had like her head shaved. And she was wearing some real gross Walmart looking pajamas. Mm-hmm. And, she, you know, in no way did she look like an attractive person. And then in the middle of my set, she removes her shirt to reveal this spectacular set of tits. It caught me. Like, at mid-story, I started kind of stammering and just moved on because, like, I, you know.
You don't want to be like, great tits.
Yeah. Mike said great tits.
Yeah.
Mike didn't care.
Did they get, like, in trouble for that? Or
no. I kind of got in a little bit of trouble with that one thing because I went up there and immediately was like, I heard you guys are a colony. And they all like flipped out. I was like, I'm joking. Like, they told me not to say that. But like, honestly, why? Why don't you want to be called a colony? Why do you have to be called a resort? And they're shouting out different things, saying it's like demeaning. And like this one old guy sitting there, he's 80 years old looking, maybe 70s. His body looks like a potato. He's very tan. And he's wearing like a Civil War looking cap and nude other than that. So I'm looking at this guy, this naked man right there. And he goes, we're not ants.
And there you go.
I said, you're not ants? I don't know what that means. He goes, we're not ants. Ants live in a colony. And I was like, you know who else lives in colonies? Pilgrims. And speaking of pilgrims, you look like you fought in the Civil War. And he goes, my face looks like I fought in the Civil War. I was like, so do your balls. And that kind of like threw people off a little bit because I was talking
body
about
shaming,
his, yeah, supposedly body shaming.
Oh, come on, man.
I got him back quick, but like.
They're fucking showing off their dangly balls.
Here's the weirdest part about all the nudist shit is that, like, they would, there were plenty of people fully dressed.
Yeah.
There was actually one girl there who, like, you wanted to see naked. Very attractive girl sitting in the back. And she only at the very, like, after the show. When they opened up the dance floor, because that happened.
Yeah. She got naked then?
She only got into her bra and panties.
Oh.
So the one person you wanted to see naked,
nah,
you didn't get to see naked.
It just smelled like fucking Vaseline and fish sticks in there.
I don't know what the smell was in that place, but it was there. It was present.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah,
like when they call it a resort, but it looks like a VFW, they got to come up with like, they can't, like you can call it a nudist hall. Like, don't call it a resort unless it like
most of the people camp. Yeah. They just go there and camp. But like so people would be fully clothed. Other people would be fully nude. Some people would be nude but wore like hats or Crocs. They would just choose like just fully nude aside from a silly hat.
Yeah.
And then
said, this is just what my hat looks like.
Still got a flex, you know.
And then other people, my favorites, were the ones that wore something, but it was like, why are you wearing, like, why did you choose this? Like, there were guys walking around with bathrobes on that were just fully open. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. My favorite was the guy in the long sleeve shirt, and that's it. Dick out, long sleeve shirt.
Hell yeah. Maybe his fucking forearms get cold.
Yeah.
Man.
He was the only guy with a big dick that I saw there.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at dicks.
A lot of
how you gonna not?
A lot of
everybody
growers,
else,
not showers.
Oh God. Like real I felt like an alpha male in this environment.
Just like a button nose there.
Oh, they were I'm standing in the back and this big fat lady comes and stands next to me. And then like 2 seconds later she just removes her shirt. She's nude next to me. Okay. And then the door opens and this big like the epitome of dad bod. Like, this old guy just kind of, like, stumbles in fully nude, dick flopping around. And it was just surreal. It was like if you stayed the night at like a fucking friend's house, and just their random dad came down, dick out. Yeah. Like that's what
you,
it
you
felt
didn't know
like.
Friends were over. Yeah. Like, oh shit. Sorry, kids.
Do they like fuck? Is it like a?
I also asked that. Like that was I asked, is this a sexual thing? And they said no. As a matter of fact,
get the fuck out of here.
They bring kids. They call it a family-friendly nudist resort.
Weird.
They bring
kids.
That's
weird.
Uh huh.
That's not right.
Uh huh. Kids are allowed to be there. Apparently, how they do it.
Just stuck up, you know, in
clothes
wear. Clothes wearing Christian that doesn't believe in the
Puritan bitch.
Yeah, the beauty of the human body.
They serve Jesus juice there too.
So they like they. Apparently, if you do want to come spend time there, you have to get a background check.
Yeah, I'd imagine that.
And then if you want to become a member, it's an even deeper one. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, I used to bring my kids here all the time until they hit puberty, and then they stopped wanting to come.
I wonder why.
Yeah, right?
But I also asked, like, what's the boner policy? Here?
What is the boner policy there?
What is the boner policy? And they're like, just stay in your tent. Stay in your cabin.
What?
I was like, well, let's say, you know, I don't want to be, you know, anything crazy here, but like, let's say you and the wife had like your anniversary the night before, and you took a little bit too much of the blue pill, and then you're walking around afterwards, and it just sort of happens. They're like, go home, get out of here, like
get the fuck.
No
out
boners,
of here, man.
No boners.
It's a no boner.
And then
zone?
They have a fucking dance floor. It's like, how is
exactly,
nobody
yeah.
getting at least half chubbed here?
Exactly.
And they were like, there were. Couple ladies. The one lady like would not keep her hands off a mic, and her husband was like the big dick dude with the long sleeve shirt. But she just kept hugging him. Like they were dancing, and she kept like leaving him to go hug Mike. And then another lady with big fake boobs who kept like shaking him, but they weren't moving at all
because they're fake,
super fake.
Yeah.
And like her, and like there was another lady who like we sat at her table with her and her husband. They were almost like our contact there.
Yeah.
And she was wearing like a skirt, like a dress the entire time, a kind of skimpy dress. Mm-hmm. And then like after our sets, Sharon's tits came right on out.
Nice.
And she came up and gave me a hug, tits against my chest, and like pulled us on the dance floor. And we're like, you're dancing one song. And I'm like, you know.
Books that. I want to do it.
Doing my shit. And then
I
want to
go.
It apparently it's only twice a year, and it is funny business.
Okay.
That's a fucking sex perv thing. No matter what they say, there's no fucking. How would you?
If people do get too affectionate, like in public, they make them go back to where they're staying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's a hot tub. Of course, there's a hot tub.
Of course, there's a hot tub.
That's the only place on the whole place where it's mandatory for you to be nude.
Yeah. boyfriends, I gotta go.
All right.
I got my date.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Billy thinks he's better than us.
I don't. I'm busy. Just busy.
I mean, what
we got
what
about
we
30 minutes.
Yeah, and then we have the other. Okay.
Yeah. We got about 20 minutes now. We got 10 on the early part. So
we're good. And Brian and I have to go.
Yeah, we're going to go do TC's Devils.
All right. Yeah. All right. Peace.
All right.
Bye, Billy.
See y'all.
Bye, everybody. Go Browns.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.